This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Sometimes a message is important enough that it bears repeating. Last week, I used this time to talk about the importance of passing legislation to create a national voluntary labeling standard for foods that contain biotech ingredients. This week, we are a big step closer to that goal. The Senate Agriculture Committee last Tuesday passed the bill introduced by Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas and supported by Farm Bureau. In addition to creating a national voluntary labeling program, the Roberts bill would put a halt to state labeling mandates such as the one that takes effect July 1st in Vermont. With the Vermont mandate looming, food companies face three choices: stay out of the Vermont market, remove biotech ingredients from their products, or put what amounts to a warning label on products that contain biotech ingredients. These choices are not good for consumers, farmers, or the farm-to-store food chain. Now that the voluntary labeling bill is out of committee, we hope the full Senate will take it up soon, and we are hearing good things on that score. But just because things are moving in the right direction doesn't mean we in Farm Bureau can sit back and put our feet up. In fact, now is the time to work harder than ever. We are pushing this legislation up a very steep hill in the Senate, so all of us need to help get it to the top. I said it last week, and it bears repeating. Now is the time to reach out to your senators and let them know we need a national voluntary labeling standard. El Niño is a weather phenomenon involving a section of the Pacific Ocean west of Peru that warms up, causing changes in the atmosphere that can dramatically affect weather patterns globally. Forecasters at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Change Prediction Center say this year's El Niño could be among the strongest on record and will likely rival the most powerful 1997 event. An article in The Hill describes how five of the nation's most powerful business groups are rallying together as the U.S. Coalition for TPP in a quest to drum up support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. AFBF is one of the groups. The Emergency Committee for American Trade, the Business Roundtable, the National Association of Manufacturers, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce are the others. The article references AFBF's just-released analysis showing that TPP would provide a $4.4 billion boost to the nation's farm community. AFBF Vice President Scott Vanderwall participated on a panel about new players in agriculture at the Agriculture Department's Ag Outlook Forum held last week in Washington, D.C. Vanderwall drew on his experience as a second-generation family farmer and South Dakota Farm Bureau leader to share with the audience how people who didn't grow up in agriculture could enter the space and how important all sectors of agriculture are to the world. Vanderwall advised young and passionate people interested in entering agriculture to not let money be a barrier and to look to great resources like Extension, USDA, and other farmer programs as a way to find land and capital. He also shared how important it is that children are exposed to agriculture and how their food is grown early on with great tools such as MyAmericanFarm.com. On Monday, the Supreme Court announced it will not examine the lawfulness of the Environmental Protection Agency's Chesapeake Bay Blueprint. AFBF President Zippy Duval expressed Farm Bureau's disappointment in the decision in a statement. Duval says EPA has asserted the power to sit as a federal zoning board dictating which land can be farmed and where homes, roads, and schools can be built. "We remain firm in opposing this unlawful expansion of EPA's power." Duval said Farm Bureau will closely monitor the agency's actions in connection with the Bay Blueprint, as well as any efforts to impose similar mandates in other areas. He added this lawsuit has ended, but the larger battle over the scope of EPA's power is not over. AFBF submitted its analysis of the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement to the United States International Trade Commission on Friday for a report the commission is developing. AFBF's analysis shows TPP will tear down trade barriers and help level the playing field for U.S. agricultural exports to 11 nations across the Pacific Rim. Ratifying TPP will boost annual net farm income in the United States by $4.4 billion compared to not approving the pact. The report USITC produces on TPP will be submitted to Congress and the administration by May 18th. The ITC is an independent, quasi-judicial federal agency with broad investigative responsibilities on matters of trade. USITC serves as a federal resource where trade data and other trade policy-related information are gathered and analyzed. The information and analysis are provided to the President, the Office of the United States Trade Representative, and Congress to facilitate the development of sound and informed U.S. trade policy. The Commission makes most of its information and analysis available to the public to promote understanding of international trade issues. The Senate Agriculture Committee on Tuesday approved Senator Pat Roberts' GMO labeling bill on a 14-6 vote, a move that met with Farm Bureau's approval. The legislation is to receive a high priority for scheduling by the majority leader. AFBF President Zippy Duvall called the bipartisan committee approval of the bill a reaffirmation of common sense and fair play in the marketplace in a statement. The legislation establishes national standards for foods made with genetically engineered ingredients, ensuring consumers and farmers aren't forced to deal with a confusing patchwork of different state labeling mandates. Further, it requires that labels be based in science and supports our long-standing grassroots policy for voluntary labeling and factual information sharing on the value of this important agricultural technology. An updated agreement between AFBF and Grainger allows Farm Bureau members to enjoy more money-saving opportunities when they shop at Grainger. Farm Bureau members can save up to 30% on products purchased through Grainger, and they also receive free standard ground shipping on all standard Grainger products, including orders placed in-store, by phone, or online. The Farm Bureau Grainger program now includes discounts on 12 product categories. The discount ranges from 10% to 30% off the catalog prices on more than 1 million products. Farm Bureau members are eligible for Grainger benefits. Discounts cannot be applied for past purchases. For more information on the Grainger discount, contact your County Farm Bureau office. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.